Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to Practice Spoken English with Emily. 欢迎收听和 Emily 一起练口语。我是 Emily。今天的主题是去医院看病。去医院的时候，医生和病人都会说哪些常用句子？第一句，哪儿不舒服？ What's the matter with you? 或者是 What's the trouble? What's troubling you?这时我们会说我怎么怎么样，你可以用 I have a 这个句型，比如说我头痛欲裂， I have a splitting headache， 我胃痛， I have a stomachache， 或者是 I have an upset stomach， 我牙痛， I have a toothache， 我发烧，I have a fever. 这个时候医生会说你最好怎么怎么样。You'd better. You'd better. 后面是接动词原形。比如说你最好看医生。You'd better see a doctor. 你最好打一针青霉素。You'd better take a shot of penicillin.这样的症状多久了？我们用 how long 来提问。How long have you been like this? 疼多久了？ How long has it hurt? 医生在询问症状的时候还会用到这个句型。Do you have any difficulty in? 就是在什么什么方面有困难吗？比如说，抬起腿有困难吗？Do you have any difficulty in lifting your legs? 注意 in 后面是接动词的 ing 形式。Be sure to 表示确保一定要怎么怎么样。比如说，确保要好好休息，吃清淡的食物。Be sure to take a good rest and have some light food. 再比如说一定要简洁并且直奔主题。Be sure to make it short and to the point. 我们来听一下今天的对话。哪里不舒服？ What's the matter? 昨天在路边吃了海鲜以后就觉得不舒服，觉得反胃，头也晕。
Well,I've been feeling ill ever since a roadside seafood yesterday. My stomach's still upset, and I feel dizzy.
明白了，还有别的症状没有？
I see. Any other trouble?
有点低烧。
I've got a slight fever.
不是大毛病，可能只是食物中毒，多休息，多喝水，吃点清淡的。
Well, it isn't anything serious. Probably just food poisoning. Take a good rest, drink much water, and have some light food.
我需要打针或吃药吗？
Do I need an injection or medicine?
不需要，肠胃会自己调整好的。
No, the stomach will take care of itself.
那太好了，谢谢。
That's a relief, thank you. What's the matter? Well, I've been feeling ill ever since the roadside seafood yesterday. My stomach's still upset.And I feel dizzy. I see. Any other trouble? I've got a slight fever. Well, it isn't anything serious. Probably just food poisoning. Take a good rest. Drink much water and have some light food. Do I need an injection or medicine? No. The stomach will take care of itself. That's a relief. Thank you.
Okay, that's pretty much for today. 想要参与本期节目的跟读版本以及语音打分，欢迎您关注微信公众号英语主播 Emily， 在公众号里回复节目两个字即可加入。I'm Emily, I'll see you next time. Bye bye.